out your one hand for him. Cause that's what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Mexico's president has just announced the U.S. has agreed to pause the start of tariffs on that country for a month, and Mexico will deploy 10,000 National Guard members to the border to fight drug trafficking. Canada vows to retaliate against planned U.S. tariffs, but CBS's Natalie Brand says the lines of communication appear open.
President Trump spoke to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and will speak to him again later this afternoon as those retaliatory tariffs were announced over the weekend in response to President Trump's announced tariffs.
Worries about the effects of all this sent the Dow down more than 600 points on Wall Street early on, but stocks have bounced back. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The fear is that tariffs could do a couple of different things. One is that if tariffs that are paid by the importing company are then passed along to consumers, that prices could rise, and that could rob the U.S. economy of growth.
Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development have been told to stay away from its Washington headquarters today. Hundreds say they've been locked out of the agency's email system. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Elon Musk held a live session on X Spaces and said, quote, "It became apparent that it's not an apple with a worm in it. What we have is just a ball of worms. You've got to basically get rid of the whole thing. It's beyond repair." He says he spoke to President Trump about it as well and says he agreed we should shut it down. Musk's comments came after the administration placed two top security chiefs at USAID on leave.
And there's word Matt Hobson, who was recently appointed USAID chief of staff by Trump, resigned yesterday. The wreckage of the American Airlines jet that crashed last week could be pulled out of the Potomac River as soon as today. CBS's Skyler Henry says crews have begun the heavy lifting.
There are still 12 remains that are still unaccounted for. Officials indicated yesterday that they believe that the removal of this wreckage could help divers and others find those 12 remains.
There's a new term in the real estate world, climate abandonment. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The U.S. real estate market will lose more than $1 trillion in value as Americans move away from areas more at risk of natural disasters and extreme weather events. That's according to a new report from a climate analytics firm called First Street. At the same time, the company says many Americans will likely continue to move to areas that face the most weather peril, especially coastal areas.
And checking Wall Street again, the Dow is down 92 points. The S&P is off 35. NASDAQ is down 180. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. We Energies is holding public hearings for a proposed 128-megawatt methane gas plant in Kenosha County. Listening sessions have been scheduled in Racine County at the Union Grove Village Hall. The project involves using 14 acres east of 144th Avenue. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee's now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to things when they talk about. That's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Badgers are playing tomorrow night. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Badgers in Indiana here on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
My eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fear.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Valentine's Day coming up. You can win some nice prizes for your sweetie. And yeah, because you're expected to win them, and then you have to gift them. You re-gift. Valentine's Day is all about re-gifting. In this case, because you can win, listen to this, a beautiful Mannheim Steamroller CD. It's called Romance, and it's a collection of very romantic songs. You're listening to one of them right now, theme from Romeo and Juliet, as done by Mannheim Steamroller on the Romance CD. You can also win flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. And a sweet tooth will be satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. Concert tickets to see Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon and the Association later this month. And we'll choose the winner a week from today. So get to Sunnyside Florist to register now. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Or register at Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Or the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. And good luck and happy Valentine's Day from WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Pringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Pringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
My overall experience at shopping at In the Garden of Eden was right when I walked in, Laurel had a very welcoming feeling towards me. What stood out is Laurel came out from behind the counter and made eye contact with me, wasn't invasive with my privacy. The service at In the Garden of Eden was very personal. I would describe In the Garden of Eden in three words with classy, tasteful, and inviting.
In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest. You know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel.
and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
The King on WRJN. Boys High School Basketball. Racine Case hosting Park Thursday night. Hear the game here at 7 on WRJN.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the baker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through now.
fun, now the daddy did the tipping away. Fun, 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 now the daddy took the tipping away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the tipping away.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and check it out. This is an important announcement we're going to be making tomorrow morning at 8:30 about how Racine County, and all of southeast Wisconsin actually, gets its news. It's an important upgrade, and the details coming at 8:30 tomorrow morning with Don Rosen on WRJN. But for right now, here's Stuart J. Waddles with an update in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A parking lot accident led to the death of a 21-year-old employee at the Burlington Menards last night. Police say the worker was leaving a meeting after the store closed when he was pinned between two vehicles. A statement from police says a co-worker's vehicle struck him while he was unloading his trunk. The 20-year-old driver is said to be fully cooperating with law enforcement as an investigation continues. A Pleasant Prairie police officer was injured and their squad car totaled in a three-car crash last week. It happened at 165 in Green Bay Road. The driver at fault got citations for speeding and ignoring a traffic signal. The collision did send the officer to the hospital for treatment. An accident-prone intersection in Racine County is getting a roundabout. The county board last week approved funding for a single-lane roundabout coming to highways K and V. The intersection has been a topic of concern, with 54 crashes resulting in 16 injuries over the last 5 years. You will have time to get ready. Construction is planned for 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Overcast and dreary. Few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Todd Rundgren on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now the Zombies, she's not there. Don't know where she is. I'm going to have to put a keychain clapper on her to find her.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Just got home from Illinois. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Supremes on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. She's walking down the street. She's saying either do wah diddy or moany moany.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover. Tonight with me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You gotta love me. Gotta love me tonight. Gotta love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
Temptation Eyes on WRJN, the station with Paul Harvey. Rest of the story. Yeah, rest of the story. Coming up where Paul debunks a childhood myth of yours. You'll get over it. Stick around. It's on WRJN.
America. Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An apparent deal will head off U.S. tariffs against Mexico, at least for now. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
On Truth Social, Donald Trump confirmed he spoke with President Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico. He called it a very friendly conversation and said they agreed to pause the anticipated tariffs for 1 month. She agreed to immediately supply 10,000 Mexican soldiers on the border. Those soldiers, he said, will specifically be designated to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants into our country.
And about the 25% tariff set to take hold on Canada tomorrow. Mr. Trump indicates he'll have further discussions today with Prime Minister Trudeau. Investors showed their jitters about tariffs as global exchanges saw sell-offs. An early plunge on Wall Street has eased up. Market strategist Eugene Peroni.
The reality is quickly striking the market that this could have significant and perhaps lasting ramifications and impacts on the economy.
Crews are working to get the American Airlines jet that crashed last week out of the Potomac River. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the investigation.
Black box data indicates the airliner was flying at around 325 feet ahead of the collision. That's well higher than the 200 feet set by the FAA for helicopter traffic in that area. According to the NTSB, the airline pilots appeared to pull up about a second before the crash, and investigators are working to understand if the air traffic controller's screens were providing the helicopter's actual altitude leading up to the collision.
There's turmoil at the USA.